Hello everyone! I recorded that episode with Kata from Bitcoin Kebab, and she was so kind to let me share it with you guys on my podcast as well. So enjoy a little bit of Bitcoin and unschooling mix.
Und hat nachts gezockt, wo es noch gruseliger ist.
Dumm von mir.
Ja, und Tag ist nicht so schlimm, aber nachts. Und wenn schon seine Freunde oder so nicht dabei sind, zum Beispiel.
Dann scheißt man sich ein, glaube
ich. Ist so. Ja, ist richtig schrecklich.
Today we are full of girl power. Please welcome Alexandra Konz, the host of the Wildlife Unschooling podcast. Alex completed her bachelor's degree in Oriental and Asian Studies at the Friedrich Wilhelm University of Bonn, then studied German as a foreign language at the Goethe Institute and completed her master's degree in Arabic Studies at the Free University of Berlin. She has been working as a crypto journalist since 2017 at the magazine Be in Crypto, which is quite popular. But now she builds libertarian schools for children. Alex, hello! I'm so happy having you today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me. It sounds impressive what I've been doing, but in the reality, it was boring, okay?
So No. Don't be shy. So after my introduction, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit too?
Of course. Yeah, you already mentioned my studies and my work as a journalist. I had the chance to be in podcasting and marketing, worked as editor-in-chief, and I've always been into Bitcoin. And for me, it was quite hard to land a Bitcoin-only job, so I was super happy to have a job in crypto because there I always had the chance to bring Bitcoin in, like, you know, as editor-in-chief, I was always like, we need Bitcoin-only stuff as well. So I was very, very lucky because I get paid for learning all about Bitcoin and so on. And yeah, so, and I have a kid, he's 10 years old, and from the very beginning, I was very, very sure that he will never step into some kind of system like school, governmental school, never ever. So, and this is where all this unschooling stuff is coming from. And I need to say, in the beginning, it didn't make sense to me that I was so in love with Bitcoin and unschooling, but the last couple of months showed me very clearly that decentralized education and decentralized money is the perfect combination for a freedom-based lifestyle. So this is what I'm doing.
On top of it, it's another proof what I've been always saying, that Bitcoin is very complex and connects so many things. And actually this topic, unschooling, it's been at the back of my mind. And in the last couple of weeks, we had many conversations with different kind of people about unschooling. And I was so happy to find you. Bitcoin and unschooling. So, but let's start at the beginning. How did you start it with Bitcoin? When did you get involved? How did you get to know Bitcoin?
I think it was 2015, 16, 17, something like that. I'm a single mom. I was still studying and I had like $500 and I was thinking like, okay, I need to invest that because I somehow felt like, okay, now I'm grown and I need to take responsible, decisions and these kind of things. And I had a look at the stock market and everything and it felt like I'm betraying myself. I didn't know why because I had no clue about the financial system at all. But for me, it looked like a scam. And then I discovered Bitcoin somehow, and I was like, dude, this is it. I don't understand it, but I'm going to buy it. So I bought, I don't know how much it was, but a couple of years later, maybe 2 years, 3 years later, I sold it to travel the world with my kid. And today I would be a millionaire. I'm not, but I had a nice journey with my kid through Asia.
Which is more important.
It is, because without that journey, I wouldn't be who I am today. So this is all good. But yeah, initially, I wanted to make some money and I discovered, stock market and everything. So it had to be Bitcoin.
Of course. Always has to be Bitcoin. Listen, this topic, unschooling, word schooling, let us define it first of all. Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between unschooling and word schooling?
I would say from my perspective, not so much. But in general, people understand that world schooling is when you travel the world with your kids. It doesn't necessarily mean they're not in school. There might be that they're homeschooling, whatever they're switching schools in every country might be everything. And unschooling mm-hmm. might include world schooling. But it's in general that you let your kids loose and that you don't have a schedule, that you don't have a curriculum, and that you don't put any kind of learning pressure on them, but let them discover the world through their curiosity and their, yeah, just interest-based, I would say, their intuition of what is important to them in life. So you just let them roam free and you support them with all the stuff they need. You buy the supplies, you are there to answer questions. And of course, you give this overall guidance in life. It's not like they're in a vacuum or anything like that. They're still in this family structure and they have this daily routine that you have and everything. So they're learning from you. They're with you in this game. But what you leave out is everything that comes from kind of forced educational resources. This is not what we're doing here in unschooling, but it doesn't mean your kid can't go to school. Pat Ferenga calls it the swinging door policy. If your kid is like, oh, I want to have a look, like, how is school life? What does it feel like? And then your kid is free to go to school and figure it out how it is over there. And then they are free to tell you and the teachers, like, no, it was a shit experience. I'm going to go back home and do whatever I want. Never again. I had that experience because we had the swinging door policy. And now this swinging door is very much closed because my son closed it very tight. You know yes. what I mean? But we had this, like, he was in an unschooling school. He tried regular school in Spain for a couple of days.
Not so long. A couple of hours.
Yeah, it was more or less hours. No, it was traumatic. I can't put it in words. Really. A disgusting experience, really disgusting. But unschooling is more or less you let the kid define the way and you just help him, her find their soul path within whatever structure you are living. That's it.
What about the governments? I know it's a very complex topic. Question. Yeah. Because even in Europe, there is no standardization of the legislation of this. Yeah. So how do you solve this problem if you travel, for example, a lot?
If you travel, you can live with a flag theory. That means if you, for example, for Europe, if you skip or if you move to the next country every 3 months, I guess, then you're safe because you don't have to announce that you're in the country. You're still like a tourist. You have the state of being a traveler and these kind of things. So there's no school, no rule that is applying to your kids that they need to go to the governmental state school or anything like that. So if you travel and change countries frequently, you are very lucky because then you
like this safe. Is the 90 days policy, no? Then you are still considered as a tourist in a in a country.
Exactly.
So you don't have this duty.
Yeah, but it might be quite a bit stressful because from what I've learned when my kid was very young, no issue to travel all the time. But since he's 7-8 years old, he wants to really have friends, a friend group and all these things. So you have to maybe stick to one place later or sooner. And then you have to see, okay, for example, in Spain, where I live, homeschooling it's legal. So many people tell me it's not legal. But if you take a look at the law and what's written in their crazy law books, it's legal. And if you have the chance to live in a community or in a, here on the Canary Islands, it's quite easy because people are so relaxed, you know, and you can tell them, okay, I'm homeschooling. This is the reason, blah, blah, blah. And they help you. You know?
This is quite surprising what you are saying, because I also knew that it's not legal. I read many things about Spain. And it's always written that it's not legal. Then how come that you are saying it's legal?
Because
there are different conditions. Or
It is. Because I think, for example, if you live in Mallorca, for example, there it's considered illegal. It's the same country, but it depends on how the region you're living in is living the law. You know, okay. The law is always like the same.
Interpretation. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
And as nobody really cares, there's no nationwide plan to support
enforcement.
Enforce. There's nothing like that. So people are, because there are not so many homeschoolers here in Spain. I think the government is like okay with it somehow, and people are doing it like that over there, and they're doing it like this over here. And it really depends on where you exactly live and how good you are in the with the flow of the community you're living in. Of course, if I don't know nobody here, they don't buy my shit. But as I can tell them, like, dude, we have a huge community here, and you know this family and that family. We're friends with this family, and these kids are always over at our place. We are going on holidays together. So I cannot lie. I need to present my case. And then, and I'm a teacher. So you have to be a teacher if you want to homeschool your kid. Thank God I'm a teacher. And I worked as a teacher exactly for one day, but they didn't ask about that, you know. They didn't ask.
But you are a teacher anyway.
I'm a teacher. I can do it. I can pull it off. I'm a German teacher, but I can teach any subject, obviously.
Of course.
So that's just because I'm so hyper-intelligent. That's it. That's the reason. No. So yeah, you just have to go with the flow. And I can say from my perspective, I've never seen a unschooling, homeschooling family on the islands here that were really in trouble for doing that. They got in trouble because they were doing other shit with their kids, you know, like abandonment and these kind of things.
But it's another story. Yeah.
But they want to mix it up sometimes because people are like, ah, you know, it's typical homeschooling, unschooling people, blah, blah. It is possible to do it. And I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this on your podcast, but I want to mention it because West River Academy, I don't want to be like the advertising
person.
Of course. But they have an awesome concept. It's an online school from the US, and it's basically you can apply from all over the world, and they're covering all that legal stuff. So your kid is officially in school and you can do online courses there, whatever. And for me, this is like always in the back of my head. If something happens, I'm going to just apply.
Ask for a document and problem solved.
Yeah, pretty much like that.
So tell me how a day looks like in your family.
Yes. Okay. That is that changes. It's never like we are doing this since 10 years or something like that. Never. It changes often. But at the moment, it's
as
like...
As life changes, no? This is the best study of your son.
Isn't it? Yeah. The first thing is like I'm going with the dog for a little walk. Then I'm swimming in the pool. And this gives my kid the time to be alone at home, wake up in peace, listen to music, he's dancing, eating ice cream, whatever he feels like doing. Then I'm coming back home, and sometimes he's always like he's already waiting at the pool, like, okay, what are we gonna do? So basically we are preparing breakfast together, we are singing, we are listening to music, and we just have a good time. And then I need to start working most of the days, and in that time he's doing whatever he feels like doing. At the moment he's very, very in love with Minecraft, with Fortnite, with DayZ and these kind of things.
Oh my god, the same here. Exactly the same here. Okay.
But it is there, it's the generation of gaming, I guess. And I see him developing so many different technical skills. He's pretty cool with setups now. He's learning English. I mean, he's speaking Spanish and German, and now he's through gaming learning English. And I always was looking out for something to justify his gaming, and now I'm like, ha, he's learning English. This is it.
Thank you for the tip.
isn't it the justification is just the best. They're learning tons, so that's it.
But this is true.
Going with the flow. So, and when I'm done with working after a couple of hours, I'm not really working a lot. I'm very lucky that I have like the perfect job. I'm doing yoga, and he's just laying in the sun most of the time next to me and talking to himself, developing ideas, talking to friends, calling his grandma, calling my my sister and these kind of things. So he's very social, mm-hmm. and he likes to just hang out with me. Whatever I'm doing, he's like with me. He's asking me tons of questions all the time. Then it's lunchtime, so most of the time I'm just preparing lunch and he's doing whatever in the garden most of the time, like running around. And oftentimes they have friends over and they do what kids do in this age. They ask for like 10 bucks. Then they are going to the little town. It has like 3 shops or 4, like big town. And they're just, you know, they're buying some sweets or anything like that. And they're just sitting in the sun. Everyone brings their dog and their friends and they're just hanging out and they're having a really good time. So that's...
This is one of the pain points, no? Socializing. I always have this question. Well, okay, you don't send him to school, but how will he make friends and what is going to happen to him? But I don't know if you agree with me, but yes, this is very important. I agree on this. But it's also my opinion that I don't think that they always need to be entertained, you know, like a clown, you as a mother, running, jumping, singing, and I don't know what else, just to keep him happy, which is also an illusion, in my opinion.
So true.
So how do you solve this? As from what I heard from you, you are not really keen on entertaining him. But I'm with you on this, because this is how they learn. As basically, this is life, no?
True.
We don't have, as adults, we don't have these people around us who always make us happy, you know, and figuring out activities, what you have. Yeah, exactly. I would be very annoyed.
Me too. I would be so confused. Like, dude, I don't even feel like doing it today. I need to do that?
Exactly.
No, come on. No, I love it. But I've been thinking about that a lot. And I need to say, I'm always coming back to one special experience I had in the jungle with my kid, because we spent some time in the jungle in Thailand and there was a little tribe, not like tribe people. They have seen white people, you know, but they were very happy to welcome us. And they were kids and they just fell in love with my kid instantly. And I had this deep trust with all of them. So what I saw is their kids in different ages. They are not like 10 kids from age to 7 sitting together. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen like that. So they are all together, all ages, kids, adults, everyone. And everyone is learning from everyone. And then I compared that to sitting in a classroom where you're listening to a stupid teacher that next to your so-called friends that you have to be friends with, because that's the only peer group that is near you, and you're sitting there next to them hours and hours. I don't see how this is teaching them how to socialize. I don't see it at all. I'm very sorry. And in this 20 minutes, they're free to run around. I don't know. So my kid would not enjoy this, because I didn't enjoy it at all. And he's very much about quality time. He likes to focus on one or two persons instead of being in a huge group. Exactly. And what I learned from this tribal scenario, this experience, is mix people up, mix them, because I can learn from a baby. I can learn from my grandpa, because we are all so unique and we belong together. We are, I don't think that Mother Earth had the idea to, okay, I'm going to create humans and they are made out of the very elements I am made of. And then they will sit in a classroom very separated from their loved ones.
Exactly, with strangers.
Mm-hmm. With strangers that are influencing us heavily in every kind of possibility there is. So I think socializing happens a lot at home. And if you suck at socializing because you're a stupid person that is broken or traumatized or whatever, for whatever reason, then okay, you will have a hard time. And maybe it's better for your kid to go to school, to be surrounded by other people. But in general, from the unschooling, homeschooling, world schooling scene I have experienced, there are so many nice families out there. They're so lovely. And I could never imagine treating that for sitting in a classroom to socialize. never.
How silly this is, no? That I think we as mothers, or I could also say fathers, we see that as soon as you send your child to the school, they change.
Yes,
they change a lot. And you realize that this change is not necessarily for the better.
It is.
But you're still justifying yourself that, okay, but this is how it should be because we all did the same. I felt the same when I was a child. So it's pretty normal that they have to go through the same experience. But no, now we have free choice. And and this is where Bitcoin comes into the space that for me, it's been always, and maybe a little bit from my legal background, when I think about Bitcoin, when I think about its purpose, for me, the first thing is always the real manifestation of free will.
Yes, exactly.
So tell me, what is a libertarian school? I love the name.
Yes. So initially, my son is not not going to that unschooling libertarian school anymore because he grew out of it and now he's just too old. But the concept was quite nice, and maybe this school in particular was better for like younger kids from my perspective. But the concept is quite clear, and we know that from democratic schools like Summerhill and a lot of great schools out there that are also... if I talk about schools, I never talk about these kind of schools, like democratic schools. Awesome, awesome concept, and I love it. But still, I don't think kids need it. I think parents need it. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, but
that's a different discussion. Different discussion. But libertarian education or decentralized education, how I want to, how I call it, is more or less you are picking on the brains of all the people around you. And if you feel like, I mean, I learned podcasting because I wanted to learn it, not because there was a teacher screaming at me at 7 a.m. in the morning that I didn't do my homework on podcasting this time and
get
that time, and you have to. No, it was just me figuring out something. And this is how we learn. And we tell our kids not to learn that way. This is just stupid. So libertarian, a decentralized education, or even the schools, democratic schools, it's all about finding yourself, making your own rules, and do this in harmony with everyone around you, of course. This is always the goal, to not get on your mom's nerves while you're learning something. I mean, I like the example of people are always like, yeah, your kid doesn't have no rules at all. He has rules because nature gives us rules. Sometimes it's dark and you know what I mean? And sometimes it's windy and sometimes it's hot, too hot to go outside and these kind of things. And secondly, I'm a human being that has natural boundaries. So if I'm not okay with him screaming like a monkey at 2 a.m. in the morning, this is not happening in my household because I'm still the boss here. It is what it is.
Of course.
So I think this is a lot about letting kids roam free. Like, I don't know, like it's supposed to be, I guess, and still be there as a responsible adult person that is guiding, that is helping, that is somehow influencing through their heart and their passion as well. But taking that step back in seeing their future, because we can't. We don't know what the world will look like in 2 years. We've seen the last 4 years were a crazy shit show. And my parents always told me, like, you will need that later in life. Dude, I didn't. I didn't need it. I'm so sorry. And you know what the worst part of it was?
That's true.
My parents always told me, you need to study, you need to have that degree, but later on, nobody will ask you about it. Dude, why do I need to do it then? I did it. I did it, you know? I did it. I have my master's degree. I have all these degrees, and I was a really good student. I had awesome grades and all of this stuff. I really kicked asses in university. But today, nobody's asking me about my master's degree. Within the second I had this paper in my hand, it was already the past. So I don't think it was...
And according to the promises with your master's degree, you should be by now a millionaire, no?
I should be a millionaire.
Because eventually, that was the promise.
Yeah.
You will learn, you will find a very good job, and you will be a millionaire and a happy life.
Oh, yes. But look at me. I'm still in debt. I still have to pay university fees back to that shitty shit. I'm sitting here living... But to be honest, I'm living my best life, and I was just very lucky. to be able to study, because it gave me so much free time as a single mom. I didn't want to work, so I chose to study, to have 3 months off, 3 months university, 3 months off, and so on. So this maximum freedom I had was super beneficial for me, for healing, for whatever, for de-schooling myself, deprogramming. But in the end, if your own parents tell you, nobody will ask you about your degrees anyway, dude, why did you send me there in the first place?
How authentic it is, no? Yeah.
Nobody will ever ask you about it. Dude, okay. Yeah. I love it.
Very good. Reasonable. Okay, so back to a little bit to the libertarian school. Do you have like a hub where where there is a central for this decentralized organization? How stupid question.
We don't have anything at all.
So what do you have?
Nothing, basically. It's just a couple of families, a lot of families, let's say it like that. The whole island is infested with homeschooling people. So there's just a huge community and it's not organized at all. I tried to build something like a regular meetup for homeschooling families. People don't do it. They're living in their flow. And I love
that. No demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it that the families are so happy with themselves that they don't need that. Me as a single mom with only one kid, different story. I need other people. I need them. But there are a lot of homeschooling families here and we're just going with the flow. If you meet each other on the beach by chance, awesome. We will have the best day. If not, then I just spent the day with my kid. It's so unorganized that in this chaos, everything is in a very nice flow and everyone is enjoying life. And if you meet each other, and of course, kids are always coming to our place. They have sleepovers. They are planning crazy vacations. And then they're like, sometimes I feel like I'm the funny mom. You know what I mean? You can have a good time with me. Because I don't really give a shit if they say shit or motherfucker. I don't care.
I know, I'm the same.
I can feel that. So you know what I'm talking about. So you know a lot of kids are always at our place and we're going out and camping and these kind of things. But we don't organize anything. And I wanted that to be like that, that I have a fixed weekly appointment with all the other unschooling families. But in the end, I figured out like, this is so insane. I didn't come here to organize my unorganized lifestyle.
Of course.
And it's just insane. So no, we don't have nothing at all.
And what about these families you are mentioning? They are also into Bitcoin. Did you orange peel them already or they had also a certain background?
So I need to say a lot of my friends here, I'm talking about my mom friends, my girlfriends, most of them never heard of Bitcoin, but as they got to know me as a human being, I never was like, oh my God, I'm into Bitcoin. Let's talk. You know, you just get along really well. And one day they're like, hey, what are you doing? And then I'm like, I'm sending some Bitcoin, this and that, blah, blah. I'm writing something about Bitcoin or these kind of things. And they're like, what is Bitcoin? And then it's your chance because then they asked for it, you know?
Yes. And not you are pushing it.
Exactly. This is unschooling. This is unschooling. When the student is ready, the teacher can give everything of their knowledge. So in the end, I'm very proud to say that most of my friends now are orange pill. They have their wallets. We exchange goods for sats and lightning and these kind of things. But most of the people here are very hippie and hippies don't like money. So this is a huge obstacle for them to really feel the genius behind Bitcoin. But step by step, people are into it. They are buying it. And more people are like, oh my God, if I'm ever brave enough, I'm going to come to your house and we're going to have a talk about Bitcoin and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for you. It's in my head. I'm
waiting
for you.
The door is open.
The door is always open. We will have that conversation. We will.
So what Didi is always mentioning, he was always mentioning it on the podcast, that flexibility is the new stability. And I can resonate with it because I always, we live this lifestyle that in any minute, it could happen that someone has the idea to pack the luggages and just go
Yes.
You feel the same, don't you?
I feel the same. In our case, it's always me like, wow, let's move to Mexico. And my kid, exactly. Now he's too old. He's now putting boundaries on me. Because before, it was just me deciding like, wow, let's go to Thailand. Let's move to the jungle. Let's do this. And now that he's older, he's like, for real? No, no, we're not doing it. And he's very selective about that. So I don't travel as much as before. But what I see is to be flexible is key, because the last 4 years have been, I hope at least so, teaching us that being stagnant is the stupidest thing to do, because you need to go with the flow. You never know what is coming next. If it's the alien invasion, if it's Klaus Schwab coming personally to your house to punch you in the face.
Such a nightmare.
Isn't it? For not using 200 genders in the correct way yesterday. So you don't know. And this kind of flexibility, I love it, because that brings me back to this fear of failing your kid. I had the same all the time. Like, oh my God, what is if he's never learning how to read and these kind of things. And then it was like, oh my God, he learned how to walk without the government. He's going to learn how to read without the government.
Of course.
Thank God he is now reading like a pro. Just one day he opened up a book and he was reading stuff. And I was like, you can read. And he was like, you think I'm stupid? And I was like, I never heard you read. And he was like, dude, just because I don't do it loud doesn't mean I can't do it. I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
Everybody can read.
Everybody can read. From the very first thing. No, but actually this fear of failing is just our programming. It's just us being afraid of being the weirdo, of being not enough, and all this shit.
Part
is
of
not
our socialization.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
The not existing socialization we exactly. came in contact with. Yeah, so, and if you just leave that out, you as a mom, your intuition is telling you, as long as my kid has food, love, shelter, everything is fine, and everything else is extra. And I'm pretty convinced, because I have the proof now, if you don't do anything with them but living, they will turn out so much better than the average child who is forced to go to school every morning. Stress. I don't say it's bullshit to have structure or anything. I don't care. The flexibility of every family might look very different. But coming back to what is a human being, this is the real question here. Bitcoin gives us this chance because we are not working in a slave money system anymore. Finally, we have time to think, to care for ourselves, to care for our babies, to really get back to our intuition as moms, as the creators we are. And I think every mom is a creator, because we are creating these little humans. We are creating so much more of what is out there. So yes. I think we are coming back to our soul, to our needs and everything.
Exactly.
And all of that fear, all of that to be afraid of failing your kid and stuff, this is society, and this might not be healthy. It might not be correct. It might be fake news. At least this is true for me, because I'm very like secluded on a secluded island here. There's not much society or system here or anything like that. And I can really come back to my own nature, living in nature, and this taught me nature is what is important. Nature is the system that I was born in, that I will die in. One day I will just fall down, the worms will eat me, and there will be no government telling me, you don't die here. It's impossible.
you can't die here.
You can't do it. All that stuff is artificial. And if we leave out all that artificial stuff, and I know it's super hard, but it's the best part of unschooling, is deprogramming yourself, deschooling yourself, unschooling yourself. And this is the exact same thing as falling down the Bitcoin rabbit hole. You have to clear the shit out. You have to cut the ties. You heal from Stockholm syndrome. You're not that slave anymore that is in that red race. Like, oh my God, we need to know. We don't need to do anything. Nature is telling us what to do, when to get up, when to go to bed. Nature is there. It doesn't, I mean, it's Mother Earth. It's not Mother State.
Luckily.
Love what you hear? Then please support the Wildlife Unschooling podcast by checking the donation link in the podcast description. and leave me a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and connect with me on social media for updates. And please feel free to drop me a text. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being part of this incredible journey.
Aber die haben da also Bescheid jetzt, und dann hat es war so, das war so krass. Der Chef, der hat so andere Leute, nur man sieht sich halt, und dann verschwinden die Leute nacheinander. Aber guck mal, das eine bei den anderen, bei der ersten, zweiten.